The Environment Committee has just completed its report on its inquiry into the disposal of used tyres. I spoke to chairperson of the committee, Anna Lowe, to find out a bit more about the inquiry.
Well, it appeared that the trend of illegal dumping or burning tyres was increasing. So the committee certainly was very concerned that existing measures in place didn't seem to be working. So we wanted to explore the issues and try and find out why this was the case.
And what were the committee's main concerns about used tyres?
Well, apart from the fact that it is unsightly, there are some obvious environmental concerns, such as dumped tyres are physically damaging to wildlife, and burnt tyres emit fumes which are dangerous to human beings. Furthermore, illegal dumping causes lots of problems for the owners of the land and local councils, who then incur costs in removing and disposing of the tyres.
And what did the committee learn during its evidence-gathering stage?
Well, we found that the Northern Ireland Environment Agency tends to focus its resources on monitoring compliance rather than targeting illegal operators, and it has not supported council initiatives, for example, to improve management of tyres in local areas. Tyre retailers can impose a charge on customers for the disposal of used tyres. However, the department has no statutory remit or powers with respect to a tyre recycling charge, and there is no audit trail of charges levied. A presentation of the charge on invoices is variable, and there is no information that allows the customer to know how the charge is being used. So you paid £1 or £2, you don't know how that money is spent. The department does not hold information on the amount of money generated by charges, but suggests that it could potentially be between 1.8 million to 3.6 million every year.
And what are the committee's key recommendations?
Well, we have made a number of recommendations, and some of them are, for example, we want the department to investigate discrepancies between the levies charged by retailers in Northern Ireland and those in the other regions of the UK, and obtain the power to regulate the collection and utilisation of the levy. And also, in the short term, we believe the department should require all sectors in the used tyre chain to register with a compliance scheme to enable it to be more proactive in the tracking of tyres and enforcement, including the auditing of retailers. In the longer term, we believe Northern Ireland should consider the introduction of a strict producer responsibility scheme, but the nature of such a scheme and its timing should be developed in close liaison with the Republic of Ireland, because if not, it's just probably very difficult to work when people can just go across the border and do it the different way. The department should, we believe, also investigate non-legislative ways, such as best practice schemes, to obtain information on used tyres arising from all sectors in the tyre supply chain on a regular basis.